This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you here as we get back to things yet again. Time to switch gears. Go to the Milwaukee Bucks with our guy Jim Ozarski. Covers the Milwaukee Bucks for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Jim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, first things first. I want to start off with the piece today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about Damian Lillard and his boxing. Now, I remember you telling me the last time we talked that you had went out there before to do a story on him, and then the next day came out the piece on him. This boxing thing, this new one that you put out today, was that on that same trip, or is this now a second trip?
No, it was the same trip. And so, yeah, I spent a few days with him to you know, see this, really. And then it sort of coincided, excuse me, with his sort of annual youth camp and just being able to kind of sit with him in a relaxed environment. But, yeah, Sparky, I mean, you know, at the end of last year in that Indiana series, you know, he said, hey, I didn't train. I didn't do the things I normally do. And he looked forward to getting back to that. So that was sort of the genesis of this was, well, what does Damian Lillard do in the off season? And then this boxing thing was I thought, such a unique addition to, I guess, like what you would maybe consider a typical NBA offseason.
When we talk about this whole scenario, because I'm trying to, I mean, I saw the pictures, but I'm trying to visualize this in my head. So when he's going in there to do this workout, this boxing workout, is it him and a couple of guys, or is this a hopping gym with a bunch of people in it?
It's a little bit of both, I guess, where so his trainer, who is shown in the story, quoted in the story, it's spelled C-E-M, it's pronounced Jem. And he's the one really training Damian, but he's also – this facility's public, Sparky. Like, when Damian was in the ring, there were a handful of other people working out.
Really?
You know, ready – now, it's a pretty big space, but it's sort of out of the way, if that makes sense. And yeah, and Dame's there – like, this is his personal strength and conditioning coach. So he's there often enough where these other patrons just sort of, yeah, all right. He's working out, doing his thing, and they leave him alone. He, you know, and he's such a personal guy. I think Bucks fans saw that I think it's, you know, it works out for everyone involved.
It's interesting because, I mean, from numerous different angles. The first perspective I have on this is a lot of times with a baseball team, when that baseball player leaves for the offseason, and if they have their own personal trainer, whatever else, usually the trainers and strength and conditioning people will be in touch with that trainer talking about what they would want to see that player work on in the offseason and so forth and kind of match up with each other so they're not going rogue and doing something that completely kind of counteracts what they want them to do. And I think football is kind of similar in that way. Is there that same type of communication between the team and these individual trainers when we're talking about NBA players?
Yeah, so Damian kind of outlined this. He has a sports science person, basically, who oversees everything he does. And then basically his strength and conditioning coach, his speed and agility coach, his skills coach, all sort of funnel up to make sure, you know, his body isn't getting overworked. And he talks about that, right? At 34, he's like, I can't and shouldn't do the things I did, you know, 10 years ago. And then, yes, you know, like when I was out there, Rex Kalamian and Donovan Ham had been out. Rex had been out at, I think, a different point as well. And so, yeah, there is that element of the team with things to monitor. Obviously, we know he had strained an Achilles at the end of last season, so there is some oversight. But also, you're talking about a guy who's, you know, a dozen years in. They're not really going to, you know, change his plan, you know, the things that got him done. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of everything, but he has a his sort of own personal team.
So the other thing on all of this is that seems like a lot of dudes for one guy to have for one offseason. I mean, you've been around the NBA, you've been around the NFL, obviously covering all this stuff. Is that common for professional athletes to have that many dudes around him? Like, does Giannis have like 3, 4, 5 guys that he deals with in the offseason? It always feels kind of like a lot of his stuff is done in Milwaukee outside when he goes to Greece.
We'll start with the current, you know, best player in the game or was, you know, LeBron James, right? The very famous, I spent $1 million on my body.
Yep.
And maybe people wonder what that means. Well, if you've got these type of people on salary, that's where that comes from. I mean, I neglected to say Damian has a nutritionist as well. Like when I was out there, he was eating very specific things at very specific times as well. So I don't think it's common because it is expensive. You know, if you're paying these people, and this is out of pocket, like this is not, you know, maybe you can ask the Bucks to send someone or maybe the Bucks elect to send someone or any NBA team, but that's just a check-in, you know. If you're at home and kind of doing this thing, so no, I don't think, for instance, you know, players who make far less money have the same sort of entourage, at least maybe permanently, I should say. Maybe they've got a nutritionist that does a plan and then they cook on the, you know, but I don't think it's, you know, across all players.
What about Giannis?
You know, he keeps a lot of that stuff private, Sparky. I mean, him and I have talked, he invests in his body. He won't tell me what he has purchased for his house, but he has told me how much he's spent, you know, at things at his place, which, you know, we've seen on social media, he has a gym in his home.
Yeah.
You know, I know Drew Hanlon, we've reported Drew Hanlon went out to work with him. Drew is not an employee of the Bucks. That's a skills coach who's worked with Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Tyrese Maxey. Like, you know, Giannis has to pay for that. Like the Bucks can't, that's like cap circumvention or whatever. Now obviously this summer was different, Sparky, because he was with the Greek national team for 3 months. And we know the Bucks send, you know, Sugi Hobson was out there. I think Vin Baker was out there. So
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He's probably under the auspices of the Greek national team, but yeah, I know he takes care of his body. If he's got people on his personal payroll, that I can't speak to.
He is Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. All right, back to the boxing with Damian Lillard. A lot of times you also see in players' contracts things that, you know, teams don't want them to do because it puts him at harm's risk. We don't want you downhill skiing. We don't want you jet skiing, whatever the case may be. Boxing seems like something that could put Damian Lillard at harm's risk if we're being honest about this. How much harm is he really in going through these workouts?
It's a great question, and I know it's something I asked him, and he does not get hit, so let's say that. He is the one doing the hitting. Now, this is in the piece where, and if you all watch the video, his trainer has paddles.
Yep.
And if you're on my social media, at Jim Ozarski on Instagram, you'll see some other video that I took where he's asking Dame to sort of duck and weave. It's coordinated. As Damian said, he's like, look, if I'm not prepared, if I am not ready to defend myself, to move, yes, it's just a paddle, but that paddle can still whack me. He's sure. Like, it's not going to feel real good. So I know, you know, he's not in any danger of a broken nose or getting hit in the head, but it's that's why he wants this, though, because he says, look, if I'm going to be sharp at the end of a game, I need to know, you know, I have to make sure I'm not going to do something where I could accidentally get hit, you know, when I'm really tired after an hour-long workout and my trainer spins me around to get me a little dizzy and I have to reorient myself. So he is not in danger that way, Sparky. But he is moving his feet. I mean, there's nothing, you know, so fans don't have to worry where his knees and his legs are getting in weird spots. And he does say he ends the boxing sort of late summer because he's like, you know, you don't want the shoulders and the back to sort of get tightened up to a degree. So he starts to do Pilates and yoga.
In like August.
Into September. So yep. It's more of immediate off season and then early summer.
The other thing that I found interesting in that piece was he talks about he doesn't do this necessarily for basketball, necessarily like to help his jump shot or anything like that. It's still self-defense and being able to defend himself. That's part of it. But the other part of it is just the mental toughness that comes along with it when you are getting to the end of that workout and fighting through it.
Yes, and I kind of pressed him on that. I said, okay, so even the bumping, right? Like, you know, you take a shoulder from someone and you sort of fall away into a fade or you know, you kind of get hit with a hand check on your way up for a three. And he's like, no, he's like, that's what the weight training's for. And that's in some of the video as well in the breakdown of his actual workout in terms of his core and his leg strength. He's like, yeah, the boxing isn't, it's really mental for him. And then, yeah, the self-defense sort of aspect of it, I guess, if he ever felt he needed to do so. But it really, for him, he really emphasized the mental part of it and just sort of being able to be, quote-unquote, Dame time late in the game.
It's good stuff. Definitely want to give that a read. The other thing, in case you missed it, was your piece on Chris Livingston is something else, too, because this is a guy that, you know, they took at the end of the second round. His agent was telling guys, teams apparently not to take him because he had to deal with Milwaukee. He wanted to play for their Bucks and be developed there in Milwaukee. Last year, didn't see a ton of them necessarily at the NBA level. Did some training with Giannis and so forth. Talk about his progress and the likelihood of him actually seeing any time this year.
Yeah, it's interesting, Sparky. So he's 6'7" now. He went, so he's taller. He went vegan this summer to really work on his body and kind of lean out and you know, be ready to play if asked. But he's realistic. He's like, look, he wouldn't go so far as to say, I don't expect to play. But you could tell in the conversation and some of the quotes that he said about patience and learning and knowing his role that if he plays, it'll be to provide a defensive lift. And maybe there's some minutes and Sparky, look, we know what those all are. If there's a bevy of injuries, if there's blowouts or the back-to-back, you know, that kind of thing. I don't think he's coming into this season thinking he's taking, you know, Torian Prince's job or Pat Connaughton's job. I think he knows there's a little bit of work to do there. So it was sort of interesting to hear that from a very young guy. 'Cause he says, look, I believe in myself. I'm hungry. But I kind of know where I'm at. And to your point, he has to be here. So I think he wants to dial in defensively this camp, Sparky. And if he's going to play, he knows it's using that body to sort of be a defensive spark plug, a la Andre Jackson Jr. last year.
I got one last thing. And this is, you know, last year, Marjon Beauchamp working out with Giannis. Giannis talking, praising about Marjon Beauchamp and how far he's come. And then we see Marjon Beauchamp and we go, meh. That's all that much different. I mean, I'm glad these guys are training with Giannis, but really, how much are they getting out of it other than just to see Giannis's work ethic?
Yeah, because look, they work out with Giannis all year long.
Right.
I mean, I think there is an experience of being with the guy in his home state, home country, home area. Okay, this is how he's doing this. Here's how one of the greatest of all time handles his summer for that week or whatever it is. So I think, and then plus there's a camaraderie element there you can't ignore. I don't think there's any secret sauce. Clearly there isn't in that way. So, it's a good thing. It's good they do it. I think it does build camaraderie through the locker room, 1-15. But it's, in terms of what they get out of it, clearly it doesn't rub off.
It doesn't appear so to me, at least. Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer. Check him out. Follow all of his training camp reports as the Bucks head out to California to start training camp coming up here next week as well. Bucks Media Day coming up on Monday. Fun stuff. Jim, thank you so much for coming on, man. I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout.
All right. Thank you so much.